a ridiculous example. The question is, if you gave me $10 today and I gave you back a dollar a month for years, would you think that was a good investment? I hope you do. In other words, you would have your $10 back in 10 months. From then on, it's free money. One of the reasons so many investors lose so much money is because they pay $10 a month into a fund for 40 years and do not know if it'll be there 40 years from now. That is what I call reparking your money. Obviously, in most cases, there will be something there. But how much? Will it be enough? Now I can hear some of you saying, that example of investing $10 and getting back $1 a month is a ridiculous example. Let me assure you, the example is not ridiculous. Since most people have been trained to invest for capital gains, they often fail to see the power of investing for cash flow. Made a killing in the market. One of the reasons Rich Dad was upset with me when I invested in the mutual fund was because I was being lured in to invest for capital gains. The reason he took his son and me to both a ranch and a dairy farm was because he wanted to teach us the difference between slaughtering and milking. He often said, "When someone says they made a killing in the market, they really did. Some poor investor got killed. The slow investor lost and the fast money got out. It happens all the time in all markets, not only the stock market." Made a milking in the market. As you listen to this program, you will find how the example of investing $10 now and receiving $1 a month for years is very possible, but you have to think like a dairy farmer, not a rancher. As you go through this program, you may begin to understand why Warren Buffett said, "My favorite time frame for holding a stock is forever." Warren Buffett thinks and invests like a dairy farmer. I know my rich dad did. It does not matter what asset class you invest in. Many people invest in a business only to fatten it up and slaughter it, selling it to the next guy. The same thing happens in real estate and paper assets. To best understand the message from this program, the slaughterhouse mentality needs to be replaced with the milking barn mentality. To be fair and balanced. Many people think I am anti-mutual funds and the stock market. That is not true. I am against ignorance, excessive greed, and stupidity. This fattening up of the little investor goes on in any and all markets. I see it every day in the real estate market. Many people are losing their homes. Investors are bailing out of properties that they paid too much for. The reason I said, "So what?" to the famous TV host on primetime national television is because I do not want to be led to slaughter. I do not want to be sucked into a market just because share prices are rising, or real estate prices are rising, or interest rates are falling. The news. For the last few months of 2003, I have heard stock market reports that go like this. One day, the stock market is up today. It looks like a very big rally. Next day, the stock market is down today. It seems that investors are taking profits from yesterday's rally. Next day, the stock market is up today. I think this is the rally we've been waiting for. Next day, the stock market is down today and reports that insiders are selling. Next day, the market is up on news of high earnings. Next day, the market is down on a rumor that the Fed will raise interest rates. The reality. What the news is really saying is that the slow investors continue putting or parking their money into the market, hoping the prices will go higher. Each time the prices go higher, the fast money takes their money out of the market. Investing for capital gains is gambling. Anytime you invest with the hope that something in the future will happen, you are gambling. And that is what investing for capital gains is. Not that it is wrong. The important thing is to recognize what your investment goals are and not delude yourself. Betting on the Super Bowl. Investing for capital gains is like betting at the start of the football season on which team will win the Super Bowl. In fact, it would be less risky to bet on which team will win the Super Bowl before the season starts than to invest for capital gains. Why? Because there are only a few teams in the National Football League, and there are thousands of stocks or mutual funds to pick from. A matter of priorities. I do have some money in managed funds. Occasionally I do gamble, and occasionally I do invest on a hot tip. The difference is priorities. In this program, you will find that Rich Dad's method of investing followed this order of priorities. 1. Cash flow. 2. Leverage. 3. Tax advantages. 4. Capital gains. most investors invest only for capital gains. In most retirement accounts, you will find the average investor with cash flowing away from them. They have little to no leverage, few tax advantages, and their money sits in the feedlot getting fat. Once the market sentiment changes, the cowboys arrive, the fast money gets out, and it is those with retirement accounts who take the biggest losses.